WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Texas A&M football players Darian Claiborne and Isaiah Golden have been dismissed from the team. That followed their arrest yesterday from an armed robbery 2 weeks ago. College Station police detectives generated information leading to arrest warrants accusing the pair of robbing three men who were planning to buy $1,500 of marijuana from the four former players. Investigators say additional charges and arrests are possible. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced its new president and CEO. The interim leader since January, Allison Prince, takes over on a permanent basis effective on Tuesday. Board Chairman Doug French says she was selected from a pool of 30 candidates. Comments from Doug French.
We couldn't be more excited. She's been serving as the interim director CEO role here for the last few months. Almost kind of got a long-term job interview out of her, if you will. And she just really has impressed myself and the rest of the board, and it was a unanimous decision.
Prince has worked for the regional United Way for 8 years, most recently in a vice president's role. The Bryan School Board has been asked to change the status of 11 buildings as part of a proposed bond issue. One received nearly all the attention during a board workshop this week.
Members of the board and its facilities advisory committee responded to those opposed to closing Stephen F. Austin and consolidating all administration functions to that location. Board member David Stansley says that's enough to shoot down the entire package.
You throw one thing in there that people can latch onto, and if it's not adequately explained, they will vote against it because they said, well, I don't care about the rest of it. They're doing this, and that's stupid. So we've got to educate.
Breaking down on the $132 million package recommended by the facilities committee, $55 million goes to replacing SFA, expanding the three remaining middle schools and building an addition at Rudder. The committee recommends $24 million for other buildings, including the SFA conversion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A couple who moved to College Station from California last year were caught stealing and forging blank checks and taking a $400 gift card, all from employees at A&M. One is going to prison. The others received probation. Last month, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson entered a plea agreement to stealing the checks and gift card from three former co-workers while working as a custodian at the Emerging Technologies Building. She was released from jail and placed on 5 years probation. Last week, a jury convicted 42-year-old Timothy Carter of forging two checks, each for $300. Monday, Brazos County District Judge J.D. Langley sentenced Carter to 10 years in prison. The district attorney's office says it's Carter's fourth trip to prison. A former Bryan resident caught stealing a DVD player 3.5 years ago is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 34-year-old Pedro Rodriguez Jr. was convicted for repeated probation violations and was sentenced to 10 years. Prosecutors say the violations included moving to Brownwood without permission, continued drug use, not performing community service, and was late in paying court fees. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll eventually see sunshine develop across the region today. We just have to burn off the morning cloudiness. Temperatures today will climb up to 90 degrees. Tonight, we're fair to start, but clouds may develop overhead overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Turning partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Clouds could develop late, 75, then developing sunshine on Friday with temperatures close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports, where two A&M football players have been removed from the team after being brought up on robbery charges. The Brazos Valley Bombers remain absolutely perfect. State semifinals baseball action on our sister station. All of that and more details coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
So, a garage owner in Edinburgh, Scotland, has apologized...
Scotland!
...for staging the fake murder scene on Google Street View. glad they have a conscience there about that sort of thing.
Honest to goodness, that sounds like something the three of us would do.
No, maybe the two of us would, but I don't know. Police visited Dan Thompson. Following a complaint... about somebody who had spotted the hoax online. After spotting the Google camera car from a distance, the mechanic laid on the road while his colleague stood over him with a pickaxe handle. Thompson said, quote, "Well, there are pictures of men on Google flashing their bums. We thought this would be more classy."
Oh,
well, yeah.
There was a thought process there.
I guess so.
Or a process, anyway. Info.
Mission.
As Ron Burgundy would say,
stay classy.
Yep. You're now quoting Ron Burgundy?
I know.
Man. He also said, frankly, I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:13. It's June the 4th, 155 days into the year, 210 to go. I could have sworn last week it was Hug Your Cat Day. Do we have to do this again? Of course, I don't have a cat, so it doesn't really matter, but am I wrong? Didn't we do Hug a Cat because we were talking about maybe you needed to ask permission? I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look.
Well, because they're so finicky, you have to constant reinforcement.
I got you. Okay, well, then never mind. Let's do this. If you believe that we did do Hug a Cat Day sometime last week, today is Old Maid's Day as well, so you could hug an old maid. But, again, you might want to ask permission
first.
Well, because after all, what could happen is you could hug an old maid, and she'd say, "Why did you hug me?" And then you could say, "Well, it's Old Maid's Day," and then...
She might not be declawed.
That's right. It's applesauce day as well.
It's also Ona Chaplin's birthday from Soap Opera with Swords, 28 years old. And I didn't know this. The granddaughter of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay.
Barbara Feli, 29 years old today. Evan Lisa is 29, figure skater who won the gold in the Vancouver Olympics. Angelina Jolie is 39. Russell Brand, also 39. Noah Wiley from is 43. Horatio Sanz is 45. The first Hispanic ever on Saturday Night Live. I'll be sure, the R&B singer from the 80s with the hit Night and Day is 46. El DeBarge, also from the same time, is 53. Michelle Phillips is 70. The mama from The Mamas and the Papas.
The only one who's still alive.
Yep.
Bruce, how old is she?
She is 70.
God. Wow, you go back into YouTube. YouTube is so wonderful. See this little waif-like person singing, and now you know she's 70.
Oh. Yep.
Okay.
Bruce Dern, who's incredibly odd, talented, but an odd man, 78 years old. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer is 86.
Westheimer.
That's what I said.
Westheimer, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Bruce Dern does play weird well, doesn't he?
I don't know that he's playing.
Yeah, well, that's true. He's the dad of Laura Dern, who's a pretty good actress in and of herself. And he was just in that movie Nebraska. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
He got an Oscar nomination and a Golden Globe nomination on that one and didn't win either one.
But he also was the guy who flew the blimp over the Super Bowl, too, remember in that movie, you know, with the explosion stuff on it.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Wow. You've forgotten something important.
without question.
There was room there for something else. Did you mention Parker Stevenson?
No, I left out old Parker Stevenson.
Didn't he used to be married to that girl who's fat now? The one who was on Cheers? Is that right?
Yes, I believe so. Well, there you go. What is her name? I can see her face.
That's all you'd want to see.
Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This week, the administration unveiled their plan to cut carbon emissions in the U.S. by 30%. Yet again, the president is asserting his questionable extension of executive power in order to push this climate agenda. Now, while America's struggling to create jobs, America's climate change agenda is a proven jobs killer. You know, one-third of America's coal-fired power plants will now be forced to close as a result of this stupidity. And according to analysis conducted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, these new coal regulations will lead to an average of 224,000 fewer U.S. jobs every year through 2030. Now remember that before Obama became president, he promised to bankrupt the coal industry. This is the one promise it appears he wants to keep.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18. We'll look at the weather in just a minute. In the meantime.
Yes.
This is such a strange story. So, you know, it's hard to gauge people that you meet online. I mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are they the kind of people who, when you pass out during a diabetic episode, A, they get you proper medical attention, or B, they freak out and bury you? In their backyard.
Whoa.
Yeah. Bury you?
Turns out that when 25-year-old French woman Mina El Horai traveled to Morocco, she's from France. She went to Morocco to meet a would-be relationship with whom she'd been corresponding through Facebook for some months. Well, he unfortunately fell into that second category because when Mina failed to get in contact with her family, they tipped off Moroccan authorities who in turn tracked down the unnamed man in question, found her body buried in his garden. It appeared she'd been buried alive and suffocated. The man has since confessed. The Daily Mail reports that he said he watched her fall unconscious and told authorities he thought she was dead and buried her in a panic.
Wow.
They'll make a movie out of this. I guarantee you. They'll do something, but they'll make money off of this deal.
Holy cow.
Somehow, some way. And a woman in Japan has asked her husband for a divorce because he admitted he didn't like something she really liked. The 29-year-old wife had become entranced by the Disney musical Frozen, made several trips to the movie theater without her other half. He initially had resisted her offers to see Frozen, but Realizing she just wouldn't let it go, he relented and came along to see it. After viewing the movie, the man told his wife, "It's an okay movie, I guess, but I didn't really care that much about it personally." She replied, "Well, if you can't understand what makes this movie great, there's something wrong with you as a human being, and I want a divorce."
Wow.
And I actually, you know, I went in, I saw Frozen, I don't know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and I actually went into Kevin's control room and went, so I saw Frozen. And he said, "Yeah." Does it make me a bad person to say that I don't think that's a great movie, you know? And he explained to me that it's so much better than many of the other movies that are kid-oriented now, that's part of the allure. I can't see it's worth $1 billion somehow, but anyhow, so again,
the soundtrack is what made it for a lot of folks.
I understand, and I don't... So I guess I probably have to share this guy's idea that it was an okay movie.
It wasn't
bad. Yeah, but I just don't really care for it personally. And again, I don't have a young child who would be interested in that. But nonetheless, there you go. 622.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss that grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Will more coffee prices be raised? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was no rush among coffee producers yesterday to follow J.M. Smucker's lead and hike coffee prices. Smucker is regarded as an industry trendsetter, but there was a consumer backlash that cut into coffee consumption after the last round of price increases back in 2011. Analysts say Smucker's competitors may not be in a hurry to raise their prices this time around. United Airlines has the distinction of operating the first transatlantic flight to use new Terminal 2 at Heathrow Airport in London. A United jet from Chicago was welcomed at the new terminal today. We may be hearing about a big deal in the power-producing sector. The Wall Street Journal says NRG Energy is close to a deal to buy the largest wind farm in North America. NRG could pay more than $800 million for the privately owned Alta Energy Center in California. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-270-3903. That's 800-270-3903. 800-270-3903.
Folks at Suddenlink have some great deals for you. If you're thinking about switching up for your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the time to bundle and save during the big switch event that's going on. You get Suddenlink SL200 HD TV, 15 meg internet, and home phone for only $30 per month per service when you bundle. And of course, as always, you get the We Promise guarantee from Suddenlink. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. And also, there are never any contracts required when you're dealing with Suddenlink. So switch up right now. Call 1-800-915-1866, or you can sign up online as well at suddenlink.com. Special events, they've always got them, and they got a pay-per-view event coming up on Saturday. Madison Square Garden, where it'll be Cotto versus Martinez. That's Miguel Cotto, three-division champ, will seek to make history as the first Puerto Rican fighter to win titles in four divisions. He'll be up against Sergio Martinez, who has defended his title against all comers. So that's coming up, and you can order that pay-per-view from Suddenlink coming up on June the 7th. Lots of other pay-per-view events every month, and, of course, video-on-demand movies we'll be telling you about as the month moves on. Just know this. You can bundle right now and switch up. 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year check to keep your family comfortable all year long. Call Barker's now at 690-2278. 92 for a high temperature today, 92, 93, something like that. Actually, we're going to do this for the next week. Not a mention of rain in the forecast. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, so lower 90s, middle 70s, and got some clouds out there early on, and so we get a little bit of a break from the heat, but it's getting to be that time of year. Anyhow, right now winds are out of the south at 8, 94% relative humidity. You got a little bit of overcast out there, and it's 73.
What's a bigger risk to your health, smoking cigarettes or being lonely? Or is the risk about the same? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. While everyone has experienced loneliness, when it's chronic, it can actually be dangerous.
We know that loneliness, even in short durations, really suppresses our immune system. And we also know that people who are chronically lonely have a 14% greater chance of dying a premature death. It literally can shave years off our lives.
Psychologist Guy Winch, author of the book Emotional First Aid.
And the problem with loneliness is that when we are lonely, we tend to develop these habits which are very self-defeating. But again, we can't see them. You know, we will find excuses not to go to the party. Well, I won't know anyone, so why go? You know, and that's because we're so raw emotionally. We don't want to expose ourselves to any kind of further rejection because we just can't tolerate it. We feel so raw already.
And even if a lonely person does go to the party,
you know, we'll park ourselves by the hummus and the vegetable dip with a scowl on our face and reaffirm that indeed no one's coming up to talk to us because we're putting out such a negative vibe. But we won't see that. We'll just reaffirm that we're, you know, no one's interested in us. And so the thing about loneliness that's hard to break is you really have to look at the self-defeating habits you probably developed.
Loneliness is a serious but often overlooked problem.
It's very self-reinforcing and it's very dangerous. Again, you know, there's one study that showed that it was literally as dangerous to our long-term health as cigarette smoking. So it's, and you know, cigarette packs come with warnings. Loneliness doesn't.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Two members of the Texas A&M football team were dismissed after they were arrested for taking part in a drug-related armed robbery 2 weeks ago. A news release from College Station Police did not reveal what detectives learned that led to obtaining arrest warrants. Kevin has more coming up in sports. Opposition to turning Stephen F. Austin Middle School into a new administration center was discussed at length this week by the Bryan School Board.
Board President Doug Wunderberger says there's misinformation about $15 million spent on SFA since 1938. He says most of that was not in the last 15 years.
In the past 15 years, we've spent about $600,000 on it. So there's no recent updates that have been done on SFA. That's a complete fabrication.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says this is no different than any bond election he's been associated, where there are opponents and supporters.
Until the people that make the final decision, which is you as a board, if you say yes, we're going to move forward with the board, then the political action committee is started, and then we move the process with the whole thing, and it always starts off with a negative and works its way through, and we will not be complacent this time. We have a very exciting political action committee that is ready to get started.
A 20-member committee recommended spending $55 million to replace SFA, expand the district's three other middle schools, and build an addition at Rudder. Another $24 million would go towards converting SFA and other non-education buildings. Board will vote on the $132 million package next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A veteran staff member of the United Way of the Brazos Valley is the agency's new leader. Board President Doug French announced the appointment of interim president and chief executive Allison Prince on a permanent basis.
At the end of the day, it was somewhat of an advantage for us just being more familiar with Allison, but we definitely didn't let that sway our decision. But I think Allison's definitely going to bring some familiarity, and there is an advantage to that. She's familiar with the board and with the agency. She has some experience in working with them, the agencies in particular, even in some different roles with United Way. And then also the staff. She's been leading them and working alongside them for years and years.
Prince joined the regional United Way in 2006 and has spent the last 2.5 years as vice president of community impact. She was selected from a field of 30 candidates. A man who moved to College Station last year from California is going to prison. 42-year-old Timothy Carter was sentenced to 10 years for forging two checks for $300 each, then cashing them at local banks. He and his wife, 38-year-old Lynn Jackson, were arrested in January by A&M police. Carter was convicted last week by a Brazos County District Court jury. His criminal history, according to the district attorney's office, included 3 stints in California prisons. Jackson, who took the blank checks and a $400 gift card from co-workers at the A&M Emerging Technologies building, entered a plea agreement where she was placed on probation for 5 years. A Bryan man is in prison for crimes in Harris County, has admitted to identity theft of a local victim. 30-year-old Miguel Hall was sentenced to 18 months for setting up a cell phone account in January of 2013 using the victim's name, Social Security number, and address. The district attorney's office reported the victim did not know what happened until she attempted to open a legitimate account with the same company and learned she already had service with 5 phones. A Bryan man has pleaded guilty to his involvement in a gang-related shooting. 19-year-old Rashad Smith was sentenced to 5 years for his part in the gunfire in March of last year in the Commons area of an apartment complex where 2 units unrelated to the gang activity were struck. Increased enforcement on big rigs is taking place through Thursday. DPS Trooper Lonnie Haschel says Road Check Texas looks at more than just big rigs themselves.
The inspectors are going to be looking at the logbooks, make sure that they have their appropriate health card, they've had their physical, make sure they haven't been on the road too long. Sometimes drivers get tired. You know, anybody that's taken a long road trip, you know, if you drive more than 2 hours, you need to pull over and take a break.
Last year, DPS officers inspected more than 9,000 commercial vehicles. They found 2,000 had serious violations, and 250 drivers were taken off the road for various offenses. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session's absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you, there aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Let's do some weather. Our Brazos Valley weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Good morning. The cloudiness did form over the area this morning. It'll be giving way to partial sunshine as the day goes on. High temperatures will be up to about 90. Tonight we start clear to partly cloudy. Then we may see more clouds develop overnight. Lows will drop down to 70 to 75. Becoming partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, 90. Clear to partly cloudy early tomorrow night, then clouds will try to develop, 75. Clearing on Friday, warm, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a shake with a couple A&M football players now removed from the team and the campus entirely after being arrested on robbery charges. Brazos Valley Bombers remain undefeated. The state semifinals take place later this afternoon in baseball. And Johnny Football's back in the news with one of his teammates. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you in 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's, we'll talk about that later. Jeremy Schapp did an essay on ESPN over the weekend about Manziel. Do you realize that Johnny Manziel had the audacity, the arrogance and audacity,
yes,
to fly coach?
No.
And, of course, somebody had to take a picture of him while he's texting or something, sitting in the middle. He was sitting in the middle seat between two regular people. The very idea that he would fly coach. I mean, really? It's just stupid.
It really, if you follow it like I do, it has gotten, in a lot of cases, utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, just stupid. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, we're sorry, but we don't really care. That essentially is the message from President Obama about this whole Bergdahl thing. He's sorry? Let me see. I believe, we're not exactly sure, but we believe that there were six American soldiers who were killed looking for this guy, so we're sorry? And then that really don't care part, well. While traveling in Poland, the president defended the deal again and said Bergdahl's health was his prime concern.
Yeah, but if you saw him, the video release, he looked sick to me.
Yeah. Now, and then, of course, as we talked about, what's his name, Tubin on CNN, who's a pretty much a constitutional scholar, says that the president did, in fact, break a federal law.
Again.
Yeah. When he didn't do the 30-day notification for transferring any Guantanamo detainees. Well.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that law might be unconstitutional itself.
Okay. They've apologized.
Oh, yeah?
They apologized. Okay. So, there. Just want to let you know, they've apologized. You got to feel sorry for Martin Dempsey. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Because, of course, the president is the commander-in-chief. And so really all he can do right now is say that they are investigating that Bergdahl went AWOL. Okay?
Yeah.
He knows, all right? But he's having to say he's investigating because the commander-in-chief has obviously cut him loose.
Well, you know, they've done the interviews with everybody in his unit, for heaven's sakes. Yeah.
Bergdahl's father once posted a pro-Taliban tweet, according to the Washington Post. That was pulled down. They're really, 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 really sorry.
But in fairness to the president, people have been saying we don't negotiate with terrorists. He didn't negotiate.
No.
Because he said, give us our soldier back. They said, give us our five guys from Gitmo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what they got. So there was absolutely no negotiating went on.
Oh, you want this? Okay, fine.
No.
Fine is not the beginning of the negotiation.
It was no for a few years, and it was like, nah, you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
They did a spit shake and then said, deal.
Few interesting numbers in the new Washington Post ABC News poll, national poll of registered voters. By a 51-42% margin, U.S. Americans approve of a new House Select Committee. Yeah, they do. They approve it. And then President Obama gets a 46% job approval rating. Disapproval is 51. When it comes to the Affordable Care Act, his approval rating there is 39. Okay. Democrats have a slight lead, 47-45, when voters are asked about preferences in the November House races. Speaking of which, I do. The Democrats are unveiling their slogan. Their slogan for the election, okay? It's the 2014 slogan. House Democrat leaders plan to launch a 2014 version of 6-4-0-6, a strategy that propelled them into the majority 8 years ago. Though still in the developmental stages, the strategy will mirror the 2006 campaign in featuring a series of specific policy points designed to distinguish the Democrat priorities from those of the evil Republicans.
Evil.
Oh, there you go.
So evil.
Of course, well, if it were the other way around, it'd be the evil Democrats, so it doesn't matter.
I just wanted to say evil.
I know you did. Anyway, we'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. a female private at Fort Hood, okay, uncommissioned officer has accused a non-commissioned officer of recruiting her into a prostitution ring at an on-post hearing that took place yesterday morning. Oh, no. Oh, if it were just oh my, okay? If it were just oh my. She also testified that Gregory McQueen took photos of her while she was naked, okay, and wanted her to become a part of his prostitution ring. No, the oh my is that Gregory McQueen is supposed to be the assault prevention officer at Fort Hood.
Oh, my.
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. So there you go. That's pretty nice. Free world's largest military facility pretty much got that going on. So you want to talk about being in the news for all the wrong reasons. Way to go, Fort Hood. Let's see what else we got. Oh, so today, the world's leading industrialized nations are holding a block party, and Russia's not invited. First time in 17 years, the Group of Seven Summit Conference taking place in Brussels rather than the previously planned Black Sea resort of Sochi. They went, hey, you got the Olympics. That was enough. And by the way, we're taking our ball and going home. So Pooty Poot gets a slap in the face from them.
G8 minus one.
That's right. So though Pooty won't be at the table in Brussels to discuss foreign policy and economics and trade and energy and all that kind of stuff, he'll still hold one-on-one talks with Merkel, Cameron, and Hollande. So we'll see how all that works out. This week, it's the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. China, the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, announced yesterday that they will set an absolute cap on its emission by 2016, but they had their little fingers crossed. So
yeah, I was like, whatever.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you're going to tell us you're going to do that. That's good. We'll look forward to that. Anyway, that's it. There were a bunch of primaries in California and Alabama.
There's one that's really close. It was the Mississippi primary that's got the Tea Party candidate that looks like he knocked off the incumbent.
Oh, did he? Yeah, okay. See how all that
There's going to be a recount because it's close.
Okay. All right, there you go. It's 6:46.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's tribute and salute to our first responders. Brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the fire department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the police department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Keep the pruning shears handy. There are plants that need your attention. Just when you think it's safe to put the shears away for a few months in the summer, some of your plants call out for help. I have some of the most critical guidelines of summer pruning. I'll be back with details right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. The most important suggestion I can give you in pruning shrubs in the summer is that you avoid formal shearing. That advice goes year-round. Once you get into that rut, it takes work days every year just to keep the plants perfectly rounded, squared, or whatever unnatural shape you've selected. You want to choose a plant that meets the space and shape needs of its surroundings and then let it grow along to its genetic predisposition. Even our best shrubs, however, will need a little attention now and then. Use hand shears or loppers to cut each branch independently. That will prevent the highly sculpted look that you get from hedge shears. Trim away only the twigs and branches that cause the plant to be misshapen. Eleagnus and abelias are classic examples. Both have fairly normal rounded shapes, but each produces long, straight fishing poles that extend far beyond the body canopy of the shrub. By midsummer, both shrubs can be very untidy. Remove those long canes by clipping them off back into the main bodies of the shrubs. Other evergreen shrubs will need less attention, but even there you may need to remove a few branches that keep the plants from looking maintained. Crepe myrtles present their own special needs. Remove the spent flower heads immediately after the last petals have fallen. You don't want the plants to go to seed. Cut back into vegetative portions to encourage new growth and subsequent flowering. If your crepe myrtles are trained tree form, and if they're putting out basal sprouts that threaten them to return to shrub form plants, you can remove those stems flush with the ground right away. Bush roses also need to be trimmed during the summer. While major shaping is usually done in mid to early February, you should trim off all the small summer flowers as the petals fall. Prune to the second or third five-leaflet leaf, always just above an outward-facing bud. Sometime in early August, you'll want to trim the plants back by one-third to stimulate strong regrowth and bloom in early fall. Then how about pruning shade trees? Most major pruning of shade trees is best left for the winter dormant period when sap activity is slowest. However, if you have big limbs or casting excessive shade on the turf below, remove them now. If you have dead branches, you can remove them now. You can actually prune oaks during the hottest part of the summer because the oak wilt mats are not active in the summer. New trees may need a little bit of special pruning to keep their growth on track. You need to shape and train trees like Chinese pistachios and others that tend to have erratic branching initially. I'm Neil Sperry, and bubbling beauties will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Hope you'll join us. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Texas A&M University football players Darian Claiborne and Isaiah Golden have been dismissed from the team. Head coach Kevin Sumlin issued the following statement, quote, "These two individuals have failed to meet the high expectations and standards that we have for our football players and as representatives of this university." He went on to quote, "These two players have exhibited a pattern of behavior that will not be tolerated at Texas A&M." The dismissals follow the arrest Tuesday on charges of aggravated robbery by the College Station Police Department. Claiborne and Golden are accused of participating in the May 23rd armed robbery in the parking lot of the Zone Apartments on Holloman. The victims, three roommates, were arrested after the holdup on drug charges. One of the three roommates said they were planning on buying $1,500 worth of marijuana when they were held up. Another of the roommates was struck in the head by one of the suspects. The 19-year-old Claiborne was arrested Tuesday afternoon during a traffic stop. The 20-year-old Golden was arrested on the Texas A&M campus. As of Tuesday night, both were held in the Brazos County Jail in lieu of bond of $120,000 apiece. And now on to something finally a little lighter. In their first appearance on the newly christened Cellucor Field, the Brazos Valley Bombers remained undefeated in their home opener, doubling up the Acadiana Cane Cutters 8-4. The Bombers fell 1-0 in the bottom of the third, but then came back in the top of the frame to take the lead 2-1 and never looked back. The second game of the four-game homestand is tonight, first pitch at 7:05. The state semifinals takes place today. The number one College Station Cougars takes on Lubbock Cooper. They're at Dish Falk Field in Austin. First pitch at 4 o'clock there, and you can catch the action for that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Johnny Football's back in the news. Cleveland Browns running back Ben Tate reiterated yesterday that Johnny Manziel receives too much attention too soon in his career. Quote, "He hasn't played a down in the NFL yet. I don't know. That's just for y'all to figure out." Tate said if he were Manziel, he would be wary of the attention. And here's ESPN Browns reporter Pat McManaman on the entire situation.
I just think that what we're seeing is just a tiny little taste of what's going to happen in training camp when everything's going to be even ramped up even more intensely and with more scrutiny. And I think that the Browns players are not used to that. I think Ben Tate is a guy who arrives with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He thought he should have been playing more. He wants, and now he's seeing a rookie who's never played getting 10 times more attention than anybody else. I just think this is kind of a preview to the way it's going to be.
On now to Major League Baseball, where we told you yesterday of first baseman John Singleton's Major League debut for the Astros. It went well.
Drill deep to right center field, and you can kiss that goodbye into the Astros bullpen. John Singleton's first big league hit is a home run.
John Singleton homered and had two RBIs in his first pro game. The Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 7-2 to boot. Nelson Cruz hit a towering three-run jack in the eighth inning on his return back to Texas, and the Baltimore Orioles went on to an 8-3 win over the Rangers. Cruz leads the majors, by the way, with 21 home runs. Ranger manager Ron Washington, however, is not worried about the team on just the one loss.
Not frustrating, and it don't set us back. It's one game. I thought we was in that game all night. We just couldn't shut it down in the eighth inning. We shut it down in the eighth inning, different story, but we didn't. It's just one game.
From the diamond to the hardwood, the San Antonio Spurs open their rematch with the Miami Heat tomorrow. And their star point guard is nursing a bulky left ankle, which isn't very uncommon for Tony Parker. But he does plan to play in game one of the finals, and here's what all's happened.
I twisted it in game four, and you know, Mike knows I don't like to talk about when I'm hurt, and I play on it for the whole series against Portland, and that's why I think my hamstring got hurt, you know, because I was playing on a bad ankle. And then OKC, game four, I twisted it again. Didn't say anything, played on it. And then game six, I think my body is like, it's enough, I guess.
In that same game six, he had to be pulled out of the game and missed the entire second half in the victory over Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals. Parker didn't practice yesterday. He is expected to be back on the court this afternoon. Also, as reported yesterday, Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino has thrown his name into the NFL lawsuit. Well, he's taken it back out. Within the last year, this is quoting Marino, I authorized the claim to be filed on my behalf just in case I needed future medical coverage to protect me and my family. In doing so, I did not realize that I would be automatically listed as a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the NFL. I have made the decision it is not necessary for me to be part of any claims or the lawsuit itself. Therefore, I am withdrawing my name as a plaintiff effective immediately. There's a new national champion in NCAA softball. Christy Merritt hit a three-run home run, and Florida defeated Alabama in an all-SEC tournament game, 6-3. Florida won in a sweep. And we'll wrap things up with rodeo news. Three Aggie Cowboys are headed to the College National Rodeo Finals in Casper, Wyoming. All three won their respective events in the South region. Macy Myers is in breakaway roping. Jarrett New is a steel wrestler. And Austin Santikos in team roping as the healer. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Lower 90s for a high temperature, mid-70s for our low temperature, and we'll pretty much do that for the next week. Slight chance of showers at 20% on Sunday. Aside from that, not even mentioned in the forecast. We've got winds out of the south at 8, 94% relative humidity. It's 74 degrees and 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.